Okay, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Yeah. What are your expectations the next 3 years? Are they different from, you know, before Buhari became the president of Nigeria in the last 1 year?
The next 3 years is definitely in the future. So, of course, my expectations would mean to expect a greater future compared to
the past one year.
Okay. I believe the government have a vision for the nation. But of course, it's one thing to have a vision, it's another thing to know how to, you know, articulate those visions by, you know, setting small goals that will lead you to that entire vision. Nigeria is indeed in great need of fixing. And of course, it will take what is going on now and even more to fix Nigeria. So in the end, it's expected that Nigeria should get better. We need to end corruption. People are suffering quite all right. The economy is not in total good shape. The price of commodities is soaring. You know, those things that makes life worth living for the poor, especially for the lowest persons in the strata, social strata, it's becoming, you know, inaccessible because of the cost. But at the end of the day, if it is the price every Nigerian has to pay for a greater future, for a country that we will all be proud of, we'll be confident of, most importantly, for a country we can leave for our children in the future, it's worth the price. There's a price for everything. If we want a good country, we must be willing to pay the price.
So in what ways has the president, you know, impacted your life in the past 1 year?
You see, a lot of people would. It is normal for citizens to misunderstand the government's vision and goals, especially when people are suffering. When human beings are thrown into, you know, challenging circumstances, what they do is to look for an easy way out. So. But of course, government must continually, has a duty to continue to ensure that the people are carried along. There must be, every communication gap must be bridged. People must be, that is one of the major problems we have in government in Nigeria. No matter how good the intentions of government are, government seldom, you know, usually don't carry people along. They want people to discover things themselves, which is not the best. I feel that government should be able to, at every point in time, tell the people, this is what government is doing for your own sake. So
you're saying he has not impacted all?
Of course, it is too early for wars to begin to see that impact. If you want to see a fast, if you want to have a fast impact, let Buhari leave government today and then let another person come in with a different agenda, then Nigerians will have a different view. You understand? But as long as Buhari is still in government now, and the transformation, or rather the changes that are going on continues, Nigerians will never see any impact, because as long as there is nothing in the pocket, or what is in the pocket does not translate to a greater value, they don't see it as impact. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah,
I get you.
But this impact is an impact, is the kind of impact you see in the long run. That is my belief. I believe that if the government is actually, if the government remain sincere, honest and steadfast, in the long run, we will see changes. Yes, I believe so. Because the problem Nigeria has is structural, and it also requires structural approach. And I think the government of Buhari does not have the entire answer, but at least a step in the right direction.
So what would you like his priorities to be for the next 3 years, assuming he's spending just, you know, four years, 1 year is gone?
Well, it's, for me, like every other person knows, that the major problem Nigeria has is corruption. But I also don't think it's just corruption. I also think it's leadership. It's failure of leadership. I'm a disciple of leadership. Buhari's priority should be not just fighting corruption. His priority should be building leaders out of Nigerians. Because if at the end of the day, at the end of 4 years, he has imprisoned half of Nigerians for corruption, by the time he's gone, another person will come and open the doors for them. So, in the next 3 years, Buhari should, whether it's 3 years or whether it's 7 years, Buhari should begin now to look for the proper, to build leadership in Nigerians. If overall, at the long run, he's been able to build Nigeria, bring Nigeria to a place where, you know, amongst the Committee of Nations, we are respected, someone has to maintain, and as a matter of fact, continue. So if Buhari does everything he's doing and there's nobody to continue and there is nobody to believe in those dreams and those visions, he has failed.
So
his priority should be focusing on building leaders out of Nigeria. So while you're fighting corruption, Nigeria, the philosophy and the concept, there should be a total, an overhaul of Nigeria, what we believe now. You understand? His priority should be more on education. Nigerians need to be educated. Nigerians need to understand what a nation is all about and what nation building entails. It goes beyond the economy, it goes beyond money, it goes beyond tribe. If we must succeed as a nation, what we require is the leadership, you know, to unite the people and to create an overall vision for the people. So that when a leader drops, there's another leader to take over.
So no disappointment in the last 1 year? You're not disappointed?
Well, I wouldn't be totally dishonest. Of course, like I explained it, I'm a civil servant. This simply means that the value of what I get from the government as salary has depreciated. You understand? Now I have to buy fuel almost 100% of what I used to buy. So I wouldn't tell you that it is not biting. But I believe there is hope. That hope is what I want to see the government ensure that it's not taken away from some of the Nigerians that believe in what they are doing in the government. So for me now, it's not disappointment yet. A lot of people around me, my siblings, my friends, my colleagues, are all in despair. They are all disappointed. But for me, I think it's not yet uhuru. It's not yet time to judge. I feel, let us give the government time. The budget comes, they've been telling us a lot of things about the budget, palliatives, this, that. So let's give them time to implement the budget. By the end of the year, and we have seen how far they've implemented the budget and things didn't change, the purchasing power didn't increase, and then we can now judge. But for me now, it's too early for me to judge this government. I don't want to judge them, even though sometimes I feel tempted to say, to get frustrated, but I'm still hanging
still
on
hope. Okay. Mm. So if there is one thing you would tell President Muhammadu Buhari, what will it be? If you have, if your opportunity to be with him one-on-one, what will you tell him?
Have I thought of that? Okay. If there's one thing I would tell President Buhari, I would tell him to have to be more of a leader. A leader is flexible. A leader is fluid. A leader is fluid. A leader is not high-handed. There are certain many reasons why I'm saying this. You know, the type of leader Nigeria needs is the type that will unite them, not the type, you know, that would break them up by actions or inactions or by words. You don't tell a people off, particularly what is happening with IPOB and Niger Delta. You see, when you neglect a people, they can create a problem for you. Today, the government is fighting corruption. Who knows what the government will be fighting tomorrow? So you need to be fluid. It's fluidity that allows you to accommodate everybody's problem, give people a hearing ear, and then hear them out and allow them to be part and parcel of their own solution. You understand? But when you are high-handed, You don't have the entire solution. You create more problem where you are higher. So if I am opportunity to meet Buhari today, I will tell him to be more relaxed, to be more free, to make himself more accessible to Nigerians. You know, a leader doesn't need to be soft all the time, you know, but you know, fluidity allows you to, flexibility allows you to adjust at every point in time. And that is what the Nigerian leader needs. Nigeria is a very difficult, Nigerians are very difficult to lead. I've experienced it myself. I haven't been in a leadership position, but you need to be fluid. You need to adjust. You need to listen to people. You need to engage. You need to communicate. It's very important.
Thank you very much, sir, for your time.
You're welcome.